Hey there, you're now listening to the Bant and Chill podcast, your go-to podcast to just relax, chill, learn, and be entertained. Here's your host, Sammy the Gemini.
What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Sammy the Gemini, back again on another episode of the Bant and Chill podcast. Hope you guys have had an amazing time so far. Hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. If you've not listened to the last episode of the podcast, better late than never. Make sure you try to check it out. And like I said, I was, you know, able to somehow convince Bolu to come back on today's episode.
Yay.
So yes. You know that, you know this is still going to, it's going to become a regular thing, right?
Oh, will it? You still haven't drawn up the contract.
Are you alright?
No, you haven't. Like, when you do that, then we'll discuss, like, next. When you do that, we'll discuss next. But for right now, brah.
You see the hand. I mean, see, this life is not, this life is just a pot of beans. Let's do it anymore. But guys, welcome to the Bant and Chill podcast. We are back. And today, you know, when there are just certain things. You know, the internet remains undefeated.
For the moment.
Until the point where the internet no longer exists, I believe the internet remains undefeated.
The internet never forgets. Can I say that like with a German accent?
Go ahead. I would love to hear what a German accent.
Probably after the show.
You don't want to talk to such a public. But fam, like I saw. Okay, so guys, today we're going to be talking about something totally random here because it's something I saw online and I feel like I needed to discuss this situation with someone because I read this story and I meant like my head bursts. Like I don't even know how to describe how I felt in the moment. But okay, but I actually said this to you, but I don't know why you did not read
it. I didn't see it. The only thing I saw was something about aliens that, you know, dominated the
No, there's an alien story too that's going to be coming up in this episode. So you guys just chill for that part. But that's not like the main focus here. Why is, okay, let me just tell you guys what the story is. Now, this person sent a tweet here. It's supposed to be a thread. And she goes, oh, I'm a medical doctor and my hobby is a software developer. We both had good jobs till my husband lost his job and getting a new job was hard. We decided that I traveled to Canada till we're stabilized. He would join us with the kids later. We have two girls, meaning they have two daughters. Now, December 2018, I decided to come to Nigeria for the festivities to celebrate our 20th anniversary, our 20th wedding anniversary as well. When I arrived, I noticed a tense atmosphere between my daughters and their father. I thought it was the teenager. I thought it was the teenager parent issue.
Oh, okay.
So I ignored it when I noticed. My daughters would sometimes be rude to their father. I demanded to know what was going on. This became a matter of concern and my daughters used, because my daughters used to adore their father. I tried severally to get my girls to speak, but all they had to say was, talk to your husband. Talk to your husband.
Okay. It's getting interesting.
Damn, no, come down. It goes so busted. She now goes, I had to ask my hubby what was going on. He told me it was nothing. He told me it was nothing he couldn't handle. And that our girls were keeping bad company in school. And because of this, he decided to disallow them from going out or attending parties.
Okay.
He drops them in school and creates time to pick them up from school. I was happy as such a strong hand was needed in my girls' lives.
Okay.
I ignored their attitude. Few days to when I was to travel back to Canada, I called my girls to talk to them. After a long talk, they told me that their dad didn't want them to go out because he was having sex with both of them.
What?
It busts your head, Abby.
This girl is too stunned to speak. Like,
it busts your head, Abby.
I was thinking it was going to be probably that dad has someone he brings to the house, or he has a girlfriend somewhere, or he has. What?
It busts your head, Abby. Nah, let me finish this story. So, he said that because he was having sex with both of them, yeah? Now, when my husband came back from the office, I confronted him and they repeated what they told me in his presence. My husband denied vehemently, but the girls insisted that it was the truth. I was confused and I sought counsel of our pastor and his parents. That's them, the husband's
parents.
They called our girls and they said, and the girls said the same thing. I didn't know who to believe. My husband kept begging me to believe him, but I just wasn't ready to listen to him because I could not see a reason why our children would lie about such. I made arrangements and I took my children back with me to Canada. Despite all the loans I had to take and all the extra costs, I took them back with me to Canada. While I filed for a divorce, I raised my children alone for about 3 years. Then I heard the news that my now ex-husband was getting married to someone else. I mentioned it to the girls and expressed how sad I was that a man that would do that to his daughters went scot-free because there was no evidence to push such a case. I burst out crying while apologizing to my girls about what he could do.
I feel this is about to go somewhere I'm not gonna like.
It was there.
Oh my God.
That they confessed that their father did not touch them. They said that they lied because their father did not give them freedom to do what they desired and they wanted to leave Nigeria. My world shattered. Where do I start?
Oh my God.
How do I beg my husband?
Oh my God.
What do I see? Probably I should have trusted my husband, but I was just trying to be a good mom.
Oh my God.
I lost a good mom. How do I get him to forgive his children?
Oh and God.
Can I still save my home? Now, that's the gist, yeah? Please.
Hell.
Children of God.
Oh my God. Okay, you know, I always have something to say, right?
Oh.
At this point, I'm sort of rendered speechless because I really do not know.
Fam, when I first, the first time I read this gist here, I just opened my mouth wide. Like, my mouth was just open for like some 15 minutes and I was just staring at my phone. Like, what? What?
If you notice, my first reaction when you were saying that, like before, by the time you got to the mid part of the story, I was like, how could you do that? And only for me to get to the end, I'm like, whoa. I did not see that coming. I did not see that. Okay, I think this is so very, very heavy and handed, but damn.
See, I don't even know. Speaking from a guy's perspective now, if I was the man, you have ruined me. You've ruined my life. You brought in my pastor, brought in family members. And I begged you. I told you that they were lying. But you chose to believe our kids.
Let's finish listening to you. I was about to say something.
The main question of the whole gist is this now, yeah? In this entire story, who would you blame? Would you blame the children who lied on their father because of their freedom? The father who was giving them hard time in the house, or the wife that didn't trust her husband, even when the husband was pleading his
case? To be honest, this is like a double-edged sword, because there are reasons to have trusted the husband, and there are reasons to have trusted the children too.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the children, she wouldn't think there'll be any, as a parent at that point, you would not think there'll be any reason for them to be that intent. In fact, the funny thing is, the children probably didn't even think that far. They just wanted to leave. They were not thinking of consequences. All of those, she wouldn't have thought of her children to be like that manipulative at that point, because there have been too many stories of nobody ever heard about it, or why didn't you like listen to them and all of that. At the same time, to be very honest, I feel at that point there were so many reasons. Okay, I'm lost. There are so many reasons why she would have trusted the children over the father. But at the same time,
20 years anniversary, you. That was why
she came
back
home.
That was why.
Wait, please. How old are these kids, by the way?
They didn't put the age of the kids.
Because that would have been like a real determining factor.
But if you think about it, yeah, they were celebrating. She came back home from Canada to celebrate their 20th year anniversary. So let's assume you've been married to somebody for 20 years. Your kids at most.
How many years has she been like outside the country?
Maybe like a year or two.
Okay, that's not. Yeah. Let's assume like 2 years.
She just came back like.
Yeah.
Sharp. Oh, I'm thinking like the time when she traveled and when she got back, it wasn't much.
It wasn't much.
You've been married to someone for 20 years, and you have 2 kids. At least your kids will be like maybe 16.
15, 16
or something.
17, between that.
Within
age.
That age range, 15, 16, 17.
Oh, damn.
So you cannot say they are dumb or they did not know what they were doing.
That they were intent. That was
because
okay.
They could have told their mother that we want to follow you back to Canada.
Yes.
They could have thought of a plethora of reasons
as to why they wanted
they
to,
would want to leave. But they decided to use accusing their father of sleeping with them.
Okay, probably the father is actually quite right. Probably even got the ideas from friends because it's, that's probably why the father didn't want them to be staying out, that they got the ideas.
Right?
He must have noticed one or two things. Like, I am,
right?
To be honest, I am very flabbergasted. That's the word I'll use because I don't even know which direction I should talk.
Legit, I don't think it was a spur of the moment.
No, it wasn't.
Because I'm sure it was a discussion like maybe between the girls and their friends and they're like, yo, my dad is doing this, my dad is doing that, my dad is stifling our movements. And we all knew how, you know, we have like the typical Nigerian man, how you would raise, or let me say even the typical African man, how you would raise a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You would always, you know, want to keep them sheltered. You wouldn't want them to fall into bad groups or bad gangs and all. Although, being honest about it, both guys and girls, we both have the tendency to fall into bad groups. If you are going to be
yes.
a bad child, you'll be a bad child.
True.
That's what the truth of the matter. Is the grace of God, because to be honest, I don't think home training even cuts it. You can have the best, your parents can be the best home trainers,
but if you want to just,
but if you want to spoil,
you spoil. It's just God's grace.
it's just God's grace that
yeah.
will just manifest in your life that I choose not to be a bad child. I love my parents too much, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that. It's only if the spirit of God, the only spirit
but,
will
but to be very honest, to be very honest, that's very crazy. Like, that's an extremity. Because aside from them, do you want to know, like you were saying, do you want to know how many discussions, quote unquote, they'll have had with their friends, or they'll have had between themselves to get to that conclusion of, okay, why don't we say this to mommy? Maybe she'll finally. But to be honest, I feel they're just bad children. Honestly speaking, because they could have just said, okay, it's because dad doesn't want us to go there. Please, we want to go with you. Convince him to let us go with you. At least come and go. Come and go. You get what I'm saying?
Great.
Like, what? Ugh. Because not only did they ruin their family unit, they ruined their parents. Yeah? And aside from, because I'm sorry, that man will never take his wife back. You just said he's remarried.
Someone that is about to get married to someone else.
That's what I'm saying. You will not.
You know, she said, like, the distance between when the situation happened and when he's getting married is 3 years. She said she raised her kids alone for about 3 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Canada.
He has given himself time to move on or forward. Let's not say move on.
Exactly.
Move forward from that. He's never going to move on from it because he's always going to remember it. They're not distant people. They are people in his family unit. So he's always going to remember that. He has found time to move forward from that. He'll probably just get married and this and that. But like, I'm trying to see how forgiveness will come in at this point. Because even if it does forgive the wife, let's be honest, even if it does forgive his wife and they have some sort of let me not say understanding, but some sort of they come to some sort of common ground where, okay, I did wrong in not believing you, forgive me. And he's like, okay, I forgive you, but like, can you stay at a distance? Even if they still have a little bit of they're still able to be civil in certain moments and points, those children, I'm sorry, as far as it's concerned, I'm very sure, fine, it might be pained, but I'm very sure they're not his kids. I don't mean like they're not the kids of he and his wife. I mean, they are not
so,
his
they're,
children.
They're dead to me.
They're not his children.
Speaking as a guy, if that kind of situation happens,
because I'm so, they're not kids. They're not, okay. They're not, what I mean is, fine, science will tell you, oh, your brain doesn't finish developing at 25. Yes, true, but sometimes that's I think that sometimes in some cases might not hold us as an argument. Because look at this. If it were an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, 13, I might say probably I'm getting manipulated by people to say stuff or things like that. But at some point, these are teenagers. I want to believe are between the age of 15. Since he said he's picking them from school and all, 15
just occurred
and 16.
To me now, so.
Since picking them from school.
Something else just occurred to me now. You have to be a certain age, because as an African parent, yeah, you have to be a certain age as a child for your parents to start believing extreme stuff that you say.
You say, that's the truth.
Because if, like you said, if they were 8, 9, 10 year olds and they brought up that kind of accusation, it's possible for the woman to not believe that. What's this one saying? Where did
that's
you
the, that's the, in fact, to be honest, sorry to cut you, that's like the general thing here. Before, it's probably when they start seeing evidence that they'll be like, okay, I'm starting to believe you.
Exactly.
As kids, you know, they'll feel maybe somebody's trying to put words in your mouth or manipulate you or something like that. But you get, at that age, like probably I'm guessing they're between 15, because it's taking
15,
them
16,
and bringing
17.
Them back. Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
That's the age range, because it's insane. Absolute insanity. Your kids would, and she's saying that she didn't think that there was any reason for the kids to lie about something like that. And I'm like, well, I can understand that, like,
true,
thinking, because why would your child just see
all of a sudden
daddy sleeping with us?
And you said they adored their father at some point.
Exactly.
So yes.
So, it could account for their change in whatever, like their change in demeanor, because you know she said when she got back there was a tensed atmosphere between the kids and their father. So if it was true, then we can say okay, fine, because the signs or they presented the signs
to be like that,
to be there. Do you understand? They acted in such a way that you could see those kind of signs in relation to the accusation they made.
Yeah.
But,
to be honest, I feel it will even be easier for the man to forgive the wife than have anything to do with the daughters.
I think he would forgive the wife, but it's not a matter of, like, moving or getting back together with
No.
He will forgive the ex-wife.
The ex-wife, yes. I think it will be
way... The funny thing, she's the one that filed for divorce. Now,
crazy.
They're not finding out that everything was
so easy. You see, it means we've so, like, not like so much easier, but it will be easier for him to forgive the wife than forgive the children, because at that point he can't say, oh, they were just kids. He can't see them as, oh, they were just kids. He will not see them as, oh, they were just kids.
Forgiveness is a result of what?
I don't know.
When you want to forgive someone, you forgive somebody that either apologizes or shows remorse. How do we even know that
these kids are remorseful? But it was just like their chest was just not tricking them when they even made a confession. They might not even be remorseful about it.
Because it must have been because they saw, fine, their mother took them out of the country, their mother has been raising them alone and all that.
And they are seeing the struggles that she's going through, probably.
Exactly. And then she's now sad and she's crying that she's angry that their dad is going scot-free. He did something like that to them and all of that.
So that
it was not at that point that they were like, you know what? He didn't do anything.
Let's just tell you. Imagine if she had actually probably taken the case to court at some point.
Listen, if he was even taking the case to court, that would have been a different scenario. Imagine if out of agony or something, she killed herself. What would they have done? In fact, you know what? I believe that those kids are retarded enough that if she killed herself, they will maintain their life.
No, not let's not use retarded. Let's use malicious. They're not retarded. They're malicious. That's the word.
They would maintain their life, because at that point,
they have no reason to tell anybody anything.
Their lie has caused the death.
So they can't come out and say,
if they now open up and say that it was a lie, that we're lying.
I'm sorry, those are probably kind of kids who probably in like 20 years, you know, put out a memoir that details every stupid thing they've ever done in their life, and they will probably sell out millions after probably they spend a couple of years in jail. I feel so god.
Yeah, I read this just like,
no, these are one of those things that you hear and you don't know what side of the fence to stay.
I read this just about a week ago, and since that day, every time I think about it, I don't have to see.
Because here, as far as I'm concerned, here, there are only two parties. I don't care about the kids. Because now let's focus on those two parties. That's the husband and the ex-wife, or the ex-husband.
You can't not care.
No, what I'm saying as in on who to like feel empathy for in this situation. Either the man or the woman, you don't particularly know, because you want to feel, you're feeling empathy for the man because it was light against, lost his family and everything. And he also, he lost trust. Mm-hmm. And he also feeling for the wife because she was trying to be a good mother and, you know, and all of that.
And because and she was manipulated. Both
of them got hurt. So you don't know who to feel more sorry for. But for the kids, oh God. I wish at the time they did that thing, they were like 18. If they were like 18, they might probably, I'm sorry. They're so, at this point, I don't see anything wrong sending them to jail.
I said, they let don't be told, because what? I've just been imagining that if I was their dad.
Because.
Yeah. Ah. No. Ah, no. See,
because now.
Canada that they want to travel to, I would have ended their lives before they travel. Hey, they will not see that. I would have killed.
See, the funny thing is this now. Aside from the father feeling some type of way, now, do you want to know what the woman feels like? She had been played. She lost her husband. She lost her family. She lost the trust they built together. And now she has to look those kids, if not every day, be around them, be in the same space with them, be in the same state with them. Every single day until probably she decides to leave Canada, or they decide to leave and go elsewhere and live their lives.
No, if it's me, I'm going to drug those kids, take them to the airport, put them on the plane. I won't ship them
back to their father's house so they can do whatever.
I won't even ship them back to their father's house. I'll just go to the airport. I'll check all the flights to the different countries. I'll use any mini mini moto to pick a destination, put them on the plane, and it's a wrap. I don't care where the plane is traveling to. I don't care where the plane lands.
I'm trying to make... The thing is... But that, I think that's one of the craziest, or should I say one of the most difficult things. The mother and the father, none of them have it easy right now. Whether right now or right then that it happened, none of them. But you know the thing? As crazy as everything is, the man has the... I don't know the word to use for it. Should I say he has the let's not use it. He has the fact that he doesn't have to look at them, he doesn't have to see them. You get what I'm saying? They are not in a space, except they come there accidentally, or probably by some stroke of luck, he finds himself in the same space with them or environment. But you get what I'm saying?
God will not even let us are, be.
But the woman, space. Except she decides to leave, or they leave, not even a house, like. The same area, the same state.
No, Shebi is Canada. You can kick them out now.
Well, that's true.
Considering their age by now.
By now, she can kick them out.
So get out.
But damn, it's going to be so crazy because she will never forget. She cannot forget. It's like seeing something that keeps stabbing you on a wound continuously. I can't even. Oh Lord, I cannot.
She'll not be thinking of the 9 months she used to carry this. Oh God. She'll not be thinking. I carried these bastard children for 9 months and they've ruined my life for their selfish. Lord. No.
But seriously, I think that's all speaking, because right now I don't even know what kind of advice to offer, what kind of words to offer. I mean, that words do not used to run away, but like, this girl is too stunned to speak, like I said before.
At the end of the day, after all the speech, we move. That, I swear. That is all I can say. We move. Because waiting we won't make it.
Now, the crazy thing is those girls or whatever will keep on living their lives, right? And at some point, let's say something comes up, you hear, oh, my mom kicked me out. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, we were kicked out by our mother. We just didn't see eye to eye. she should have, you know, years now, be like, she was a mother, she could have forgiven us by now. You know, people can be very crazy. Like, people, on things like this, people tend to want to have short-term memory. They want to, as in, on purpose, have short-term memory. You know, people... Like, you can see me, like, gasping and doing the old, it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. Because, you know, we get to hear, oh, marriages, everybody wants a long-lasting marriage. And a marriage that could have actually lasted a very long time. Some kids.
Just that's clocked.
From nowhere. Yes. No, let me not say from nowhere. Some kids that were given to somebody.
You know the problem? Like, in life in general, we pray that, we find the love of our lives or our soulmates. We pray that we don't want to be alone, and wherever we end up is the love of our life. And then that happens, and then you now pray for good health.
So now, long life, wait. So now this thing I've joined prayer of the average person.
Calm down, no. After praying for long life and prosperity and good health, you now pray that hope my marriage lasts long.
Mm-hmm.
You now pray that hope we stay long together, grow old together, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to be praying that you don't burn the thing that will end your marriage. Because I don't think at any point in time up until this situation happened, they would have thought that their kids
will be the reason why
it would be their kids were going to be the reason.
It was no, like, it won't be that.
If it was like, okay, maybe they caught one doing runs in the hotel and you're like, you did not train that well, okay, fine. If it was like, okay, one went to go and rob, don't I give you enough money? It's a lie, you don't train that well, it's a lie, like, fine. But somehow, this feels worse.
The thing is, no one could have seen that coming.
You couldn't have seen this
coming.
Somehow this is worse than all of those scenarios.
Because now the crazy thing is, she called the pastor, she called the man's family, parents. So even if she's able to garner his forgiveness, let's put it like that.
Your parents don't go grill.
No way. Like, no effing way. They are not, in fact, they are not, they won't even want to, like, touch on the topic.
They don't even want to.
It's like, they just, they didn't even give their mother the option of, okay, the express and the, maybe the highway and maybe narrow streets. They gave her the option of the deep blue sea, the hard rock, the devil, nothing. Those are the options they give her. So she literally, I feel so, let me not use the word sad. I feel so bad for the parents. Because that could have been that epic love story. Like, epic.
Well, the core of this issue now is your gender, the same person white.
Which gender? We are talking.
Your gender.
What if they were boys?
What? The
No. Way? What if the kids? They can't before we go
that. They were not boys.
They were not
what
boys. The kids were boys.
The woman that accepted the Azobu.
No, wait. For the woman. To be honest. No, let's not generalize. For the woman, I can see the reasons. Or I can want to see the reason as to choice. Why she'd have, you know. Listen, but for those kids, no, let me not call them kids, like, right now. For those people,
I feel like if they were boys,
it would be harder to believe. She won't have even believed.
From that, if they were boys, first of all, you cannot say, do you want to say your father was sleeping with you? But, okay, fine, let's say, because these days now, a lot of crazy things are happening in this country.
Crazy things are happening.
We see situations of men raping boys and all of that. So let's even assume that the situation was because of the way the country is now. If they were boys, I don't think the lie they would use was
I don't think they would true.
They would probably go and steal money to travel or do Yahoo. No, let's be honest.
That's okay.
Guys are very enterprising like that. Do we go?
He calls it enterprising, my God.
They're very enterprising and hard work. See, I feel like they'll probably do Yahoo.
Or steal his money and go do something. Or leave the house.
Or move out.
Or move out.
Their friends or something. Because they're boys. What you get? But think.
It's something that it's not easy for you to fathom, to be honest. I don't think I'll have any words, other to encourage her or words of advice. Because, sorry, God, you will go to jail if you think of shooting somebody. go to jail if you do anything to anybody. Like, I cannot give advice because I'll also be complicit. I'll also be complicit in, you know, the end. When I
matter just see.
That is a matter that I am attires.
Yeah, see, like legit. I don't know if I've said this.
Because at this point, we are in the spawn of the devil. I'm sorry.
I am terrified of females. Like,
that was
and
crazy.
Every day, I keep seeing new things or hearing new things that make me even more terrified of females. Like, for instance, now this Amber Heard and Johnny.
Let's not even go there. See, I, as a lady, as a girl, as a woman, as a female, whatever you like to call me, I strongly disown, disassociate, this whatever. I don't care if she knows me or she doesn't know me. Like, this whatever, anything I can diss against her, like. She's a sociopath at its, okay, maybe not at its finest, because I'm sure better sociopaths, let me put it like that, have been born and they have died. But like, she's a sociopath at its height. Really.
What she has been doing to Johnny Depp, like, because, you know, initially, I feel like this Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case is a classic situation of First to do
not a pain, and second to do be a pain pass.
Exactly, because when this whole situation started, it was as a result of what's her name, Amber Heard, suing Johnny to court for domestic violence.
Yeah,
I don't know what she thought she was going to achieve or what she was trying to achieve.
No, she thought she ate, really.
She thought she would win, and next thing, maybe they would get a divorce, and she would get like what, 80 or 90% of everything he owns or whatever. I don't know what the game plan was, but she sued Johnny for the entire issue, and it just became weird and all of that. But you know what?
This karma is a dish best served cold, you know, and Johnny Depp is serving it pretty well.
Fam, this Johnny Depp. We're going to just closely follow the situation, and eventually when it ends, we'll probably come back to talk about it.
Yeah.
But for now, guys, if you have an opinion about the whole girls lying about their father issue, please let us know, man. Drop a comment. Let us know in the comment section. Drop a comment on social media as well. Advance and Chill on Instagram. Twitter is also Advance and Chill. You can send us an email at thebantandchillcast@gmail.com, and let us know what you think, because to be honest, me, I am still sitting on the fence. Bully is obviously still sitting on the fence. We don't know what to think.
I
right
really
now,
do not, to be
but
honest.
Let us know what you guys think about this, and let's talk more about it when I get your comments. And until we pop back on the next episode of the Bounce and Chill podcast.
They're all the psychologists. Let me just say. They all need.
Everybody needs, all of them.
Yes.
They need to have their head evaluated.
Because that's trauma.
As in, it's a traumatic experience.
Very.
Very traumatic. Anyways, guys, as we go back on the next episode of the Bantu Chill podcast, I'm your boy, Sammy the Gemini, and with me, the very beautiful, gorgeous Watife Oni.
Thank you.
Yeah, bro, get out. Bye, guys. Catch you on the next one.
Hope you enjoyed this episode, and don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast on all social media platforms at Bantz and Chill. Till next time, bye!